Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge. Justin Wilson is with us with the newly formed Viking Soccer Club. Hi, Justin.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you stopping by today. Now, this is exciting stuff for the Bar Reef community. How did Bar Reef Soccer get started?
Well, their population is growing with their students, and they're in the middle of doing a renovation and adding on to their school. And so they were open to the idea of us starting a soccer club and getting more students involved in athletics there. So we had sign-ups the last week of school, and we opened this up for co-ed grades 5 through 8. And we were hoping for at least 13 to 15 players, and we had 35 sign up.
Wow.
So we have a good number of students who signed up for that, and we had our first open field practice last night. This is going to be a soccer club, though. We're not fully affiliated with the school just yet, so we are needing to raise funds to get started. We need soccer balls, we need goals, we need all the equipment to get our team fully up and running. We're also needing to order jerseys as soon as possible, so we're needing to lean on our community and our local businesses to get everything up and running.
Well, that's where the community can step in and help out with the club. So you've got sponsorship levels that you have established for those that want to support this new Viking Soccer Club.
Yes, we do. We have multiple levels, and I wanted to give a quick shout out to Boyd Grain with their quick response and getting our fundraising efforts off to a good start. There's multiple ways that people can get involved.
Now, again, it takes funds to get a program like this off the ground. We should say a big thank you to Antioch Church, too. They've donated the facility, the grounds out there, to use as your home soccer field, right?
That's right. Our field's going to be located right behind Antioch. They came up big with giving us a piece of land to set up a field there, and we're going to have 6 home games there this September and August.
Now, again, this is just a real call out to the community. If you would like to support Viking Soccer, as we said, Justin, there are many different levels that they could choose from, but you're going to give these businesses the recognition as well with banners and yard signs and different things at the field to show that they're supporting the program, right?
That's right. We're going to have their name all over our field, and there's multiple ways that the local businesses can get involved. One of which is just to make a donation to our Bar Reef Soccer Club. They can either call the Bar Reef Schools to find out further information on that. That number is 812-486-3220. They could send a donation directly to our treasurer at 4330 Gardenia Lane here in Washington, Indiana. We're also having a fundraiser. We're selling tickets. They're $5 a piece, and you can win a $250 gift card to the Odin Locker, and it is grilling season, so that
could
help out for family get-togethers. They can either purchase those $5 tickets from any player, or we will be selling those at the KFC Treasure Hunt drawing this Saturday. And also on June 29th.
What a deal. So that's a good win-win for everybody. You help out the program and get a chance to win $250 worth of meat from the Odin Locker. For those students that may have missed the call out, is it too late for them to sign up and join the soccer club?
Absolutely not. We are still looking to add players. Like I said, we have 35 right now. We're looking to add more. And we're also looking for student managers. So any student at Bar Reef who is in grades 5 through 8, come out and get involved.
Now, the practices, you're going to continue these open fields over the summer, and then the actual season will start right when school starts, right?
That's right. Open fields will be every Tuesday and Thursday at Antioch from 5:30 to 7:30 this summer, and our season will officially start about the first couple weeks of August.
And all skill levels. You know, maybe you've just wanted to try the sport. Maybe you've played for years. It doesn't matter. You're all welcome to come out, boys and girls.
That's right. We're going to have, we've got 5th through 8th grade, so we do have levels of all kinds out there, and we're hoping to keep these players active and keep them involved with soccer.
And the gradual hope is to maybe lead into a high school program someday,
sure,
right?
Sure. We're looking for this to grow. We had no idea that there'd be this much demand. So we're wanting to hopefully add maybe a girls team in the future, and then expand this to a freshman team, a junior varsity, and even a varsity team at the high school level.
The newly formed Barrie Vikings Soccer Club, Justin Wilson, our guest this morning. Again, Justin, before we let you go, if you want more information, contact a school. And then if you want to donate, businesses listening that would like to donate to support the program, all help is greatly appreciated. What's the best way to do that one more time?
Well, they can either send a donation directly to 4330 Gardenia Lane here in Washington, Indiana, or they can contact Barrie Schools at 486-3220. We would encourage the community to like us on Facebook and other social media and come out to our games this fall.
All right, Justin Wilson, best of luck with the jump start of the new program at Barrie. Wish you all the best. Thanks for stopping by for the update.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Dwayne.
You got it. Take 5 for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge.